What have you been hiding under those robes, Professor Malfoy? By Booktopus. Chapter 5. They sat for a few moments in silence, Draco fidgeting more and more by the minute.
Okay, do you want to see more? Now that you've seen one, I want to show them all off. I don't get to show many people. And now you know, so... you know.
This was a side of Draco that Harry adored. He still appreciated attention being bestowed upon him, wanting to shine under the weight of someone else's eyes. In Harry's eyes, Draco glowed. Even covered up from head to toe, Harry never found him anything less than beautiful.
Yes, he exclaimed, his head flying up. I can just, look?
Well, I'm not standing up, Potter, but yes, you can look. And look, Harry did. His gaze swept down both arms, noted the tattoos at Draco's collarbone and chest and...
nipples?
Draco guffawed, trying to hold back his laughter.
Nipples? Yes, Potter, I have nipples. I believe you'll find that you do, too.
They're pierced.
They are.
Draco raised one carefully shaped eyebrow at Harry, likely wondering what was coming next.
Why?
Harry asked, not able to conjure up another word, nor able to tear his eyes away.
Well, they're not for aesthetics, particularly, Draco chuckled.
Not for... Harry trailed off, dumbstruck.
They're for pleasure, Potter. Certainly you must know what that is.
Harry gasped and met Draco's heated stare. He felt himself flush all over. Just the word pleasure falling from Draco's lips was enough to send blood rushing to his cock.
Are you all right? Draco asked, his voice rough.
Yep, yes, Harry mumbled, trying in vain to rearrange the towel to cover his burgeoning erection. Draco smiled evilly.
Are you getting hard, Potter? Is it these?
He traced a finger down his chest and over one nipple, shot through with a barbell. He inhaled sharply, and Harry was sure he'd done the same. His mind worked then in quick succession. Draco was taunting him, not changing the subject. Draco had asked if he was hard. Harry could either step it up and find his courage, or he might lose this opportunity. Merlin knew he'd been waiting 7 years. Who knew how long, if ever, it'd be before he'd get the chance again?
I want to touch them, he blurted out.
Certainly not his finest moment, but at least it was something. Both of Draco's eyebrows flew up in surprise, something Harry didn't think he'd ever witnessed before.
Do you now?
I do. Well, have done for a while. I mean, not your nipples. I mean, yes, your nipples, but not specifically or exclusively.
Please shut up.
Okay. Draco's eyebrows had settled back down, and he stared haughtily at Harry. Harry felt exposed, like he was a mouse waiting to see what the cat would do next. The silence was too long. If that's weird, we can just forget I said it. Our friendship is so important to me, Harry stammered out.
Potter, Draco cut him off yet again. I said, shut up.
Draco rose from his chair and took 2 paces to stand in front of Harry's. With only a hint of hesitation, he lifted one leg up, placing his knee next to Harry's hip, before bringing the other up, effectively straddling him. Harry wasn't sure how he'd managed to keep his towel wrapped around his waist, but he was suitably impressed. Harry had held his hands up during the process, unsure where to touch. But now that Draco was in his lap, of his own volition, he threw all caution to the wind, placing a hand on each of Draco's pronounced hip bones as he looked up at Draco's face.
Well, Draco said, are you going to touch them or not?
Harry shuddered beneath him. His poor cock was strangled in his towel, quickly filling out with nowhere to go. He skimmed both hands up Draco's torso and brushed his thumbs over each nipple as gently as possible. Above him, Draco let his head fall back and stuttered out of breath. Pleased with this reaction, Harry pinched each nipple between a thumb and forefinger. The metal was cool against his skin, and he found himself rolling the nubs over the bar of metal that ran through each of them.
"Fuck, Harry," Draco said from above him, his head still dropped back in pleasure.
Harry scooted his arse back in the armchair, sitting up straighter. This new position allowed him to lean forward and capture a nipple in his mouth, wrenching a gasp from Draco. He caught the round ends of the barbell between his teeth and, ever so gently, tugged.
"Ah, Harry, let go, let go," Draco yelped above him.
Immediately, Harry let go, removing both of his hands and letting his head hit the back of the couch.
"Madeline, I'm so sorry. I should have asked for—"
He was saved from saying anything more by the press of Draco's pouty lips on his own. It took just a moment for his brain to catch up to what was happening and respond, pressing back insistently and tilting his head up for easier access. Draco brought both of his hands up to cup Harry's face, pulling him closer and closer still. After a few long drags back and forth, Draco pulled back. Harry was happy to find heat behind his eyes, black overtaking more of the gray than usual. After a breath, Draco responded to Harry's earlier statement, hands still on his face.
"No, you didn't do anything wrong. That was perfect. I just couldn't go another second without kissing you."
"Oh," Harry grinned lopsidedly. "Well, can we do that again?" Draco returned the grin, bringing his lips back to Harry's. As they traded staccato kisses, Harry could feel Draco's smile against his mouth, and a warm pool gathered in his belly. He ran his hands up and down Draco's back, imagining the swan that lived there. After a bit, Draco pulled back again.
"Hi,"
he said, just a few inches from Harry's face. Harry smiled harder.
"Hi. You said that you've wanted me for a while. Is that true?"
Harry bit his lip and nodded. Draco's thumb traced his jawline, catching gently on his stubble.
"Why didn't you say anything before? I'm, like, always flirting with you," Draco teased.
"You flirt with everyone. That's unfair," Harry exclaimed.
"That's true," Draco said, chuckling a bit. "But mostly with you."
"Well, and I don't know. You're always so buttoned up and proper. I figured you'd never want to slum it with me, Weird Sisters t-shirts and all."
I would slum it with you every day, Potter," Draco purred. "I want to wear one of those Weird Sisters t-shirts and nothing else. See what it does to you."
Merlin, help him, it did things. Needing to slow things down before he came in his towel like a bloody fourth year, Harry leaned back further into the chair. "Can you tell me more about your tattoos? Like, what's this one?" he asked, skimming his fingers up Draco's left arm. The flowers that climbed all the way up Draco's shoulder trailed off in favor of a large set of clouds, which capped his shoulder and extended down towards his heart. This piece was magical, and a storm was currently gathering, the clouds rotating through grays and blues, swirling around each other angrily. The clouds would billow out and then reform as if alive, performing a dance over Draco's skin. Harry trailed his fingers up and over the tattoo, curious if it would react. The storm paused momentarily, and Harry could have sworn he heard a rumble of thunder in the distance. But it started up again, rollicking around on Draco's shoulder.
"Sorry, pass. That's a personal one," Draco said, piquing Harry's curiosity, though he knew better than to push his luck. "This one over here, though, was another one of my early tattoos."
Harry ran his fingers over the words that clung to Draco's collarbone in an elegant script. "Omnia vincit amor." There was beauty in its simplicity. There were no interruptions, no unnecessary underlines or breaks in the words. Nothing more was needed than the statement.
"Love conquers all?" Harry questioned. "Love conquers all," Draco agreed. "I got it right after Mother passed. It's something she used to say to me, especially when things were looking particularly dark for the Malfoy family. I think she meant it as a statement of hope. like we'd make it out intact or something.
Harry leaned forward and kissed it reverently.
And you keep it close to your heart.
Draco caught Harry's chin with his finger and tipped his head up for easier access. This kiss was different than the earlier ones had been. It was slow and special, Harry feeling as if they had all the time in the world, just for the two of them. Eventually, Draco's tongue teased at Harry's lips. He reciprocated, slipping his tongue out to dance with Draco's in the space between them, before licking into Draco's mouth. Things sped up in that moment. With Draco up on his knees, Harry was finally able to adjust his cock so it wasn't being trapped. Once Harry removed his hand, Draco rocked back, pressing his arse into Harry's hard-on. Harry gasped into his mouth, and Draco broke away with just enough time to ask, "Enjoying yourself?" before diving back in. Harry's hands, which had been exploring Draco's torso, found their way back to Draco's hips again. He noticed that Draco's towel was dipping lower and lower, dangerously close to falling away completely. He hiked it back up, holding it against Draco's hip bones, and gripping tightly to push and pull Draco's bum against his eager cock.
"Such a thoughtful little Gryffindor," Draco huffed into Harry's mouth.
He took his hands away from Harry's jaw to unfurl his towel, exposing the most perfect pink penis Harry had ever seen, twitching with anticipation before him. Harry gulped, suddenly imagining the weight of it on his tongue. He rolled his hips under Draco, letting his eyes feast on the sight before him. And what a feast it was! Not only was there a gorgeous, achingly hard cock to take in, there were more tattoos here, too. Wrapped around his right thigh, Draco had a slender emerald snake with a diamond pattern etched intricately onto its back in light blues and blacks. It was unmoving. Right above his thigh, the snake's head laid, dismembered. The significance there was easy enough to figure out, and Harry figured he'd save that discussion for another day.
"This isn't an art gallery, Potter. You can touch, you know," Draco said, thrusting his hips forward, causing his dick to bob heavily between them.
All of Harry's blood was currently occupying his nether regions, though he managed to ask if they could trade positions.
"I want to suck your cock," Harry bit out, his mouth actually watering at the thought.
Draco's eyes blazed and he nodded, pulling himself off of Harry to stand before reaching out a hand to help him up. Harry stood in front of Draco and let his own towel drop. He wasn't as in shape as those days of training with the Aurors, but he knew his frame was built enough from years of Quidditch games and the sheer physicality of teaching a class like defense. Plus, one of his former lovers had generously commented once that the size of his dick more than made up for his short stature. As he had earlier, Draco stepped into his space. Their height difference was definitely noticeable as Harry tipped up slightly onto his toes in order to meet Draco's mouth. He steadied himself on Draco, who pulled him in to take some of the weight. Relaxing into the embrace, Harry curled his arms up around Draco's neck, brushing the delicate skin at the base of his neck while they traded kisses.
"Who knew you'd be such a good kisser, Potter?"
Draco murmured against Harry's lips.
"It's not something I've specifically been complimented on before,"
Harry giggled. Giggled into Draco's mouth.
"Maybe you're just the right person."
"And romantic. I'd never have guessed," Draco teased back.
Harry shoved him away, not getting very far with Draco's grip on his waist.
"All right, that's enough from you. Do you want a blowjob or not?"
Draco quirked one side of his lips up, nodding. He grabbed a towel and transfigured it into a plush pillow before setting it on the floor in front of the chair for Harry to kneel on.
"Thoughtful," Harry commented.
He pushed Draco down to sit. Draco adjusted himself, getting comfortable.
"You don't have to do this, you know."
"Oh, but I want to,"
Harry said, settling on the pillow in front of the chair, eye to eye with the head of Draco's dick. But he had other matters to attend to first. This was not a moment he wanted to rush. He pulled Draco's left ankle up in order to kiss the dip behind his knee.
"I want to devour every inch of you."
His thumb rubbed the ankle he held in his hand, and he felt a bumpy patch of skin there. Looking down, he found that a great deal of Draco's ankle and lower shin were covered in... Were those burns? It was only then that he took in the full inferno that raged over the full length of Draco's leg. Swirls of angry red and orange fire burned fast and furious. Indistinct shapes came to the surface and fell back again, only to be replaced by other galloping forms.
"Fiendfire," Harry said. "Are these scars from...
the Room of Hidden Things?"
"Yes."
Harry took a deep breath, not able to tear his eyes away from the wildfire.
"I didn't realize that you were hurt. I'm sorry."
"Sorry? Harry, I would have died if you hadn't come back for me. Full stop. You have literally nothing to apologize for."
The heat of Draco's skin under Harry's reverent touch only added to the imagery. He followed the curve of Draco's thigh up and up, peppering kisses along the way. Harry found that the fire stopped just at the apex of his leg, where his torso met it to form the deep, sexy V that ran down towards his crotch. The head of a smoldering dragon formed out of the flames, and Harry watched it roar silently, spitting flames that joined the others in the fiery torrent, before fading away again. Tearing his eyes away, Harry shifted his focus back to the blowjob he'd promised, only to notice that their conversation seemed to have stunted the excitement a bit. He looked up to meet Draco's gaze.
"Sorry, did I just ruin the moment?"
Harry asked, releasing Draco's leg gently. Draco leaned forward, resting his forehead against Harry's.
"There's no ruining this, I think. Just a change of pace. Are you all right?"
Harry nodded.
"Do you want to continue?"
Harry answered this with a kiss, which Draco melted into from above him, looping his arms around Harry's neck. He pulled away from the position after a moment. It must have been uncomfortable being bent nearly in half. Harry smiled and dipped his head again, pressing a light kiss just inside Draco's thigh, eliciting a small moan. Harry smiled, exhaling hotly over Draco's skin while trailing kisses up his leg. When he reached Draco's dick, it was clear that the teasing had done the trick, a bead of pre-cum forming under Harry's ministrations. Harry wasted no time licking into the slit, savoring the salty taste on his tongue. Above him, Draco was breathing hard, and his pupils were blown wide in lust and anticipation. Harry grew harder still, seeing Draco so undone like this, knowing it was he who had garnered this reaction. Harry shifted slightly, getting more comfortable on the towel, before diving in. He found the join of Draco's cock and balls and suckled there, pulling the taut skin into his mouth before licking a stripe up the underside of Draco's cock, feeling it pulse under his tongue. Once at the top, he enveloped the head in the soft heat of his mouth, tracing the edge of Draco's crown with his tongue. He dipped down further and sucked in his cheeks ever so slightly, eliciting a whine from somewhere above him. Slowly, he worked down, down, down Draco's dick, taking in more with each bob of his head. He relaxed a bit, pointedly breathing through his nose and releasing his jaw. Eventually, the head of Draco's cock was working past his palate and into Harry's throat. He swallowed around the length, a few tears squeezing out of his eyes, saliva dribbling down his chin. Draco wiped the tears away and tentatively put his hand on the back of Harry's head, applying no pressure.
"Merlin, Harry, you're taking my cock like a fucking champion," Draco exhaled.
This praise urged Harry on. He set a steady pace, enjoying the obscene moans and gasps from above him. Draco's fingers tightened in his hair, and Harry felt his own dick twitch in reaction.
"Harry, Harry, fuck," Draco said,
using the fingers buried in Harry's hair to slow him down.
"Fuck, I'm going to come if you don't stop."
Harry pulled off with a pop, a string of saliva stretching from his mouth back to the head. "Isn't that the point?" he asked cheekily. Draco huffed.
"Well, yes, but I haven't even gotten to touch you yet."
Emboldened by the thrill of sucking Draco's dick, Harry suddenly had an idea. Can I tell you about a fantasy I have?